This is the beginning of the fourth module, the fourth step, inspiring others. This is on the 19th day that we're starting this fourth step. When we talk about inspiring others, we're going to differ from motivation. Motivation is to see how high I can go, see how far I can go. It has to do with keeping a scoreboard. Look at my rank. Look at how I have compared to others and excelled. Inspiration is different. As opposed to competing, you are looking at contributing. How did I give to others? This is a very important step because this is where we get our energy. This is where, when we get discouraged and we don't necessarily want to go on, we find the stories in our life that make us go on. When I was 17 years old, my father bought a Volkswagen and he paid $200 for it. And it was my job to paint it, buy the paint, put the carpet in it. And it had no gas gauge. What it had was two gas tanks. And you knew you were out of gas when the one tank was empty and you threw a switch and went to the second tank. And you went to the gas station. Well, this section is about throwing the switch when the first gas tank's out and going to the second. Inspiring others. Giving. GTO. Giving to others. I was speaking and I was out in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor working with a group of wholesalers from a mutual fund company I've worked with. And I probably was pretty much out of gas. I got done doing my talk, and a young man came up to me, and he said, "You saved my life." I said, "Well, how did I save your life?" Thinking that he was talking figuratively, he said, "I was diagnosed with PANS at Johns Hopkins University. It's a disease that affects men between 30 and 35 years old. Me and two other men on the same day were given 6 months to live." That was 5 years ago. They both are gone. I'm still alive. After I was diagnosed, I went home and I put on your CD, Nerves of Steel. And something in there that you said is responsible for me being alive. And I said, "Well, what was it?" He said, "Don't quit." I said, "Was there more? I've got a doctorate here. I hope I had more to say than that." He goes, "No, that was it." I found my spare gas tank. I found more energy. In the system that we have here is you have to find a way to go give, to go touch on a consistent basis others. And you have to do it in an intentional way. Not accidental, not waiting for something to show itself. You're out hunting for something to go ahead and serve, to go ahead and give in some way. The great theologian Martin Luther said, "I had many things in my hand. The only thing I ever kept is that which I gave away." What we're asking for you to do in this area is sit and meditate and think about who can you give what. And do it this day and do it every single day. Your children, your time. People at work, your ear. Listening. If you're traveling, people around you, your kindness. And we are asking you to let go of the whole idea of where am I motivated to achieve so I can show everybody how good I am. And go to where can I contribute this day to make somebody else's day a much better place. And here's what will be the payoff. Dr. Menninger is considered the father of psychiatry. He was doing a conference once, and someone asked him, "What should I do if I'm depressed?" He said, "Go find someone who is more depressed than you and nurture them." and you will get better. Go find somebody that might be going through something that you went through. Nurture them, and you'll have an inspired day. This is the end of the first step of this module.